This is WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. The firm resolve and strength of Bach's Cantata 179 reflects an essential quality of the composer's faith. But that faith isn't simple and one-dimensional. In fact, a completely different side of it comes through in another piece Bach wrote, and he did it with the exact same notes. Now, artistic director Harry Christophers conducts a program at Symphony Hall in Boston that spans the vast range of Bach's music, from these sacred masterpieces to a couple of dazzling concertos. It's all coming up on WCRB in Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. Artistic masterpieces of the past centuries are time machines. Plays by Shakespeare, paintings by Winslow Homer, and buildings designed by Frank Lloyd Wright allow us to travel to a distant time and place, to learn and experience a kind of life that would no doubt be different from our own, even as we also find perspectives in that experience that are common across the centuries. But when it comes to music, the time machine really works both ways. Sure, we might get a glimpse of a past time, but the sounds we hear are made in the here and now, becoming newly recreated and relevant to our own time. That's the mission of the Handel and Haydn Society, with a focus on the instruments and interpretive practices of times past. The music H&H performs comes alive to speak to what we in the audience have brought to the concert. And no composer's creations stay more consistently relevant across time and space than Johann Sebastian Bach. It's his music that launched the 2018-2019 season of the Handel and Haydn Society. I'm Brian McCreath at WCRB, and this all Bach, Handel, and Haydn Society program at Symphony Hall in Boston begins with the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3. That's followed by Part 5 of the Christmas Oratorio and the Concerto for Two Violins, featuring H&H Concertmaster Aislinn Noske and Assistant Concertmaster Susanna Ogata. The second half of the concert is devoted to the Cantata 179 and the Mass in G Major, works that express radically different points of view through the very same musical raw material. Bach's third Brandenburg Concerto is one of six pieces the composer assembled into a collection that was sort of a musical resume he sent off to the Margrave of Brandenburg in the hopes that it might just lead to a new job. As it turns out, there's no evidence that the Margrave ever bothered to listen to these pieces. It was too bad for Bach, but for us, here is one of the rewards of that job search. Harry Christophers begins this Handel and Haydn Society program and a new season at Symphony Hall in Boston with Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 in concert from WCRB. The Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 opens this all-Bach Handel and Haydn Society concert at Symphony Hall, led by artistic director Harry Christophers. I'm Brian McCreath, and you're listening to WCRB in Concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. Next weekend, H&H is back at Symphony Hall for the next part of its 204th season. Richard Egar, the music director of London's Academy of Ancient Music, and one of the most imaginative and energetic conductors around, leads the period instrument orchestra in two works, including Beethoven's Emperor Concerto with forte piano soloist Robert Levin and Schubert's Great C Major Symphony. And on November 30th, December 1st, and December 2nd, H&H performs Handel's Messiah with conductor Bernard Labadie. For more information about those concerts and the entire H&H season, visit classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. As for the all-Bach concert you're hearing right now, the program continues with part 5 of the Christmas Oratorio. In the narrative of the Christmas story, part 5 fulfills a dual role. It celebrates the dawning of a new world filled with light, while simultaneously expressing the darkness of the human soul through King Herod's order that all the newborn boys of Bethlehem be killed in order to snuff out the threat to his power. And according to Harry Christophers, that dichotomy drives not just the story, but the music itself.
The whole thing of night to light is very, very important through it. You know, where is the newborn king of the Jews? And then, you know, when you then hear the alto solo come in after that, it's just this incredible moment of phenomenal repose. And the trio is just one of the most beautiful moments of the oratorio. And again, you know, here's this composer, and he's writing, he's got a trio, three singers, yet he has a solo violin. If any modern composer doing that today, we would regard that as, wow, that is really quite radical. You know, why haven't you got the full unison strings playing or something? But no, it's a solo violin with this wonderful feeling of the soprano and tenor in a kind of conversation of their own, talking together. Meanwhile, the alto is coming in, you know, against it all and really quite insistent, and then it melts away at the end. I find it just, yeah, staggering.
And you can hear much more from this conversation at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. The trio Harry Christophers references comes near the end of the cantata and encapsulates both the hopes and the fears Bach expresses through the piece. In it, the soprano and tenor ask over and over, where is the Savior? While the alto continually interrupts to say, be quiet, he's already here. If you'd like to see a translation of the text for this piece, visit us online at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. And now coming back on stage is conductor Harry Christophers, and this Handel and Haydn Society program at Symphony Hall continues with part 5 of Bach's Christmas Oratorio with soprano Sonia Dutoit-Tengblad, contralto Emily Marvosh, tenors Aaron Sheehan and Stephen Caldecott-Wilson, and baritone Woodrow Bynum, all in concert from WCRB.
Yeah. Bethlehem, im jüdischen Lande, zur Zeit des Königes Herodes. Siehe, da kamen die Weisen vom Morgenland gen Jerusalem und sprachen:
Wo, 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 wo ist der Neue? Ist der Neue geboren?
Seine Schwärme,
seine Schwärme,
seine Schwärme,
seine Schwärme, seine Schwärme,
Was der König Herodes hörte, erschrock er und mit ihm das ganze Jerusalem.
Warum wollt ihr erschrecken? Kann meines Jesu Gegenwart euch solche Furcht erwecken? Oh, solltet ihr euch nicht viel mehr darüber freuen? Spricht der Menschen Wohlfahrt zu verneuen.
Und ließ versammeln alle Hohepriester und Schriftgelehrten unter dem Volk und erforschte von ihnen, wo Christus sollte geboren werden. Und sie sagten ihm, zu Bethlehem, im jüdischen Lande, denn also steht geschrieben durch den Propheten. Und du, Bethlehem, im jüdischen Lande, bist mitnichten die kleinste unter den Fürsten Juda, denn aus dir soll mir kommen der Herzog, der über mein Volk Israel ein Herr sei.
Thank you. should show
As part five of Bach's Christmas Oratorio ends, the chorus sings of the believer's heart as a dark pit that becomes filled with rays of sunshine through the presence of the divine. Harry Christophers led the chorus and orchestra of the Handel and Haydn Society in this performance of part five of the Christmas Oratorio, part of an all Bach concert that opens H&H's 2018-2019 season at Symphony Hall in Boston. The soloists in this performance included soprano Sonia Dutoit-Tengblad, contralto Emily Marvosh, tenors Aaron Sheehan and Stephen Caldecott-Wilson, and baritone Woodrow Bynum.